Blog Talk Radio. All right. Welcome, everybody. We are live now on Journey into the Light. I am your host, Michael Long, and previous hour, I do apologize. We ran into some technical issues of connecting on the first hour, so we played a replay of Julie Ann Cohn's show, her near-death experience. But we are live now, and we have a great guest here hooked up all the way from the Ukraine. Yep, from the Ukraine. And she's an amazing internationally known psychic medium, and you're truly going to love her. And we're going to be taking your calls. That's right. Your calls will be all the way. You'll be talking to someone all the way in the Ukraine, okay? imagine that, and getting a reading. So how great is that? So take the opportunity and call on in. 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. Where else do you experience this other than Journey into the Light? Providing you just awesome shows every day from guests all around the world. And I love it about this show, how we just go across the globe. And now one of the furthest reaching places Journey into the Light has been in the past 9 years. So I'm so delighted that Helen is joining us here throughout this upcoming new year. And she's such a delight, such a loving heart and soul. And you truly, really are going to find that out. And if you want, on your calendars, go ahead and mark Thursdays down at 4 p.m. Eastern, because that is when Helen will be here each week, okay? So write that down. Pencil it in. Tell your friends as Helen's going to be here. I'm writing it right on my – I wish you could see it. I'm writing it right on my keypad right now because I have it in my memory. But I have my whole schedule in my memory, but try Matt doing that about 35 shows a week. So we are really happy you all are here. And again, one last time, the phone number to call in, 347-884-5. And if you want to speak to Helen, you need to make sure you press the 1 on your phone, okay? I am also opening up the chat room. If you want to hop on in there, you can go in there and chat with me and other listeners. And if you have a question for the guest, not a psychic question, okay? Those you got to call in for. But if you have a question to the guest or myself, you can go in the chat room and ask it there. Okay? There you go. And let's go to the phone lines here. Let's go bring in our guest from the Ukraine, Helen Bright, to the show. Welcome back, Helen. Helen, you there? Oh, Helen. I'm just talking to her in the screening room. Okay, well, Helen, please... we can't hear you, Helen. We can't hear you. So recall back in, please. And Helen will be here. I was just talking to her in the screening room, and I know she's here, and I know she can get connected, and she's calling back in right now. So, yes, we will be. You know, when you're going like yesterday, we were in Scotland with Joan Francis. Had a good connection, but a delay, and now we're going to the Ukraine, okay? So we have got to be patient, of course. And in a couple hours, we'll be going to New Zealand. How about that? Only on Journey in the Light. Okay, here's Helen. Helen, are you there? Helen, we can't hear you. What happened? I was just talking to Helen a couple of minutes ago in the screening room. And Helen, check your devices and make sure your microphone is on, not muted. Everything cool is sound. Okay. We can't hear you on this end, though. So,
hello.
Oh, there you are. Ellen. There she was. I heard a hello. We
hello
heard you
now?
There, Ellen. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Stay where
hello,
you're at.
Hello, everybody. I tell you, the power's going tonight all over the place, so I think we're going to have an exciting time.
Yeah, don't move a muscle. Don't move a muscle.
I'm not moving. The spirits can do the moving.
Okay, well, great.
As I was thinking about tonight, and I feel that I just want to open the floor for questions about our life path, finding it. You know that sense of purpose that you try and find, and some people find, and some are still seeking. That sort of feeling that you've contributed something or found your niche in life. So that's kind of what I'm focusing on tonight. However, I will take all questions because there may be many out there. So come on down.
All righty. Do you want to go to the phones at this time, Helen, or do you want?
Well, I can chat on a little longer if you like about this subject. I'm kind of put off my stroke a bit by all the technical problems, but I know that your listeners understand. Okay, so what is our life purpose? I get lots of clients coming to me, and they want to learn. They want to find out what it is that they feel they have in the way of extra sense. But some of them also want to do things in life, and they just feel quashed at every turn, you know, or they have an inkling or a connection with something like music or a particular country, and it really bugs them, and they try and find that connection, but they just can't quite connect. And a lot of these things are part of our life agenda, that sort of contract that we make with our creator before we come, and we have free will obviously in this life, and that's stored in our spirit memory, you know, in our subconscious. And sometimes throughout life we get glimpses of it at certain times. I remember in particular I had a connection with Israel when I went to live there. I've got a connection with music and spirituality. And you get glimpses of this along the way. And sometimes you think, will I ever get there? You know, will I ever fill this hole in my soul, sort of thing? But it is absolutely possible. But I think often we actually impede ourselves because perhaps we don't feel that we can do that, or that we're worth it, as in, can our dreams really come true? You know, is there really a purpose for me other than the day-to-day? And there's nothing wrong with that either. Are you there, Michael? You're very silent.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, good.
I'm
I thought we'd
listening.
Lost it again. Yeah,
no.
Thank you. But you know, also on the other side of it, I know we're talking about spirituality, but I also recognize, and I say to my clients, a lot of them are young mothers, that motherhood in itself is an incredible contribution and, you know, a very important job in this life. So it doesn't really matter what it is, so long as it's your thing that you're finding. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's beautifully said, because it's because some people can, it's easy to get, you know, sidelined where you may see others do whatever, see certain things.
Yeah.
You may sit there and you may think, God, my life isn't, you know, of any value, because you're comparing yourself like to this person or that. But as you're saying, you know, our lives are our own, and our what we make of it, and what we connect with, and the difference, I think, in what we're making in other people's lives.
Yes, yes, and it doesn't have to be, you know, in the world of spirit, there's a whole different order, and so, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a small role, if it's your role. because that's where you'll find your happiness and your peace, by being your true self.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It doesn't, you could have, let's say a radio show. You could have, it doesn't matter what size, if you're helping, you know. I remember in my early days, I had a few callers, I had a few people in chat, and it was great. Mm-hmm. You know, we helped people, we had a family, you know, we were a family, and it's great. You know, I think it's, but yeah, that's a great point to make, you know.
And also, it's about the connections we make in life. This has come so clear to me in the last few years. We are connected by unseen energy channels. We are all connected, according to Deepak Chopra and other people. But I find in life there are particular connections, and it's almost as if I'm connecting from someone in my soul family. You know, and it might be across the world, you know. And of course, maybe another week we'll talk about the past life connections, which is also very interesting.
Yeah, definitely, indeed. I had a caller call in a couple days ago, and she had a British accent. And I said to her in the screening room, I said, "What country are you from?" Because she was here in the States. And she said, "No, Michael, I'm here from, I was born here in the States, and my family's from here." And she said, "What happened to me is," she said, "she had a series of strokes." And instantly it came to me, you know, that she was picking up one of her past lives, you know.
Very likely. Mm.
Yeah, because her voice instantly was similar to yours. And she was, you know, she was born here, just like me, and so she picked that up from her past life. I would think so. That's what I got.
Yeah, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it resonates with me.
Amazing. Yeah, it was amazing. Never came across anything like that before, but it's amazing what you can learn from people interacting with them, because everybody has a story, and everybody has something to say.
That's right. I had a very interesting situation. I was doing a reading for someone this week, and they were asking me about a man in their life. And when I looked at the photo, my guide showed me that they'd been together in a previous life, but actually they'd both been brothers, you see. And it was really fascinating, and we both went freezing cold all over when I said it, which is a sign for me that we're on the right track. And people often forget that in the world of spirit, you can be either gender or any gender. So it can come as a shock.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, that's really great. Helen, do you want to bring in some callers?
Sure. Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Okay, well, great. So we'll start bringing in the callers here. So folks, dial on into the phone number, 347-884-8245 is the number. And press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Okay, and here we go with our first caller. Area code 832. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Sure. My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. I love doing these shows. It's great to connect with people. So how can I help you tonight?
Well, I was calling in regard to my purpose, career, that sort of thing. I'm kind of at a crossroads at the moment, and I'm not really sure which direction to really lean into.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let me just have a look for you. I'm just looking around you. I can feel the anxiety. There's a, you know, natural anxiety about putting a step forward. Okay. Yehuda's saying to me, he's making my leg go forward like doing a step. And I feel to say to you that you can afford to have more confidence. And also, once you start walking forwards, the way will open before you. That might, I mean, I know that sounds vague, but it's a kind of principle that once you reach out in faith, it opens the energy channels for them to bring you what you need and desire. I'm going to look particularly, the first thing that came to me was purple. When I was looking at you just now in the spiritual energy sense, so I feel you are a very intuitive lady, and I feel that the putting the step forward in faith and the purple, I really need to say to you, trust your intuition more. I'm seeing books, I'm seeing what looks like libraries, okay? I feel you're very creative. Okay, now, practically speaking, I'm saying to them, it's all very well, but she needs a practical answer now. Okay. 3 weeks. 3 weeks, it'll bring us to just after Christmas, the new year. That's when things are going to move for you. Okay, there's part of you that wants to just take any job because you need to pay the bills, and there's part of you that knows that you've got some skills that perhaps you're not using. Make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay, you should go for those skills. Don't be afraid, because the way is going to open for you, love.
Okay.
Okay, so more faith in yourself. Go in the direction you feel led to go in, and trust your intuition more. I feel spirit wants you to begin a walk living in the flow, you know, using your intuition more, because the answers are all there inside you. You just haven't heard them, or you haven't realized that it's the answers, because you think it's thoughts in your head, but they are talking to you at the moment. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call there. Let's go next here with, we're here with Helen Bright from the Ukraine. You can hear her every Wednesday here, Thursday here on Journey into the Light at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's go to area code 502. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
How are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
It's a pleasure. I'm great. It's just the technology that's not so brilliant tonight. But we don't care about that.
No, we don't.
So how can I help you, love?
Well, I guess I too am wanting to know what my life purpose is, and I feel like I'm kind of having somewhat of an awakening. Wonder if you can give me some guidance on that?
Sure thing, my lovely. Now then, I just want to make a quick point about life purpose, and that is that we evolve. So it's not the same throughout our life necessarily. As we grow, so it can change as well. And there are perfect times for certain things to come out in your life. But the first thing that I was seeing when I looked at you is you holding a babe in your arms. So, I mean, that's a metaphorical picture to me that says you have a connection to children. Is that resonating with you, love? Because it needs to resonate.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
I'll carry on a little bit further, because that's just the first flash that I saw. Okay. I feel you're the sort of person I want to hug. I feel you bring a lot of comfort to people. Okay. I feel you're very positive as well. That's why my voice changed when I talked to you. You know, I kind of went upbeat, because I feel you're a very strong lady that can be strong for other people, but in a very positive way, bringing joy to people, love. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm I feel, you know, it's your choice what you actually, how you manifest that. But I really feel comfort and joy, good Christmas theme, but seriously, comfort, joy, and love and children is what I'm feeling for you. And also, you mentioned about intuition and you're going through an awakening. It's also partly a self-awakening, which is great. It's a new phase for you, my lovely. Next year is going to be a really special year for you. Okay, so have a wonderful Christmas and New Year. Well, I hope you'll hear me before then. I'm at the end of the year already.
Wow.
Thank you
so
much for your call, darling.
Thank you too. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
God bless. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. Helen, how do folks reach you for private sessions?
I mainly do Skype because obviously I'm in Ukraine. So if you go to my website, there's a little form to fill in with your contact details and you send that. It comes to me direct by email. And you can get me on Skype, Helen B. Psychic, Facebook, the same name. So, yeah, I may even get a phone number before long. Who knows?
Okay, we have all the information listed right here on the show page, folks, also. So you can contact Helen. She does do private readings, very easy to do, since you can do it all on Skype these days. Let's go next to area code. Let's see, we're going to bring in Tammy from Texas. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Tammy. What can I do for you?
I just have been working on this really great project, and it's about art and film and people in general, and I just need to secure the funding, and I've been working so hard for 3 months, and just curious if you see that coming in, or if there's something else I need to do, or...
Sure thing.
I don't know what else.
Are you talking about wages, or are you talking about funding for a special project? Just so that I'm clear.
Yeah, the underwriting for it.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay, I'm seeing a big group of people. Okay, just bear with me a minute while I just get the while I figure out what this is showing me. Okay, I'm seeing a big symbol, okay? Now, when I see symbols, it can mean something to the person I'm reading for, or it can mean something you will see on a logo that will give you a clue, okay? I'm seeing what looks like a big white rose, and it's like the Tudor rose, okay? And that can be symbolic for you. Maybe it's something to do with your project. All right. That also speaks to me that you will get your funding. Now, I'm scanning around to see where it's going to come from. I'm asking my guide, Yehuda, to give me some clues. Okay. Okay, the sense I'm getting is, right, I'm feeling that you do things that are kind of, they have a humanitarian, a positive, you know, ring to them, because I feel that when you do your work, you really want to bring something, you really want to contribute, you really want to spread light. Is that correct? Can you accept that, love? Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. That's just
yes. And I feel you're going to. Yeah, I feel you're going to get some funding from somewhere that supports that. Okay, now it could even be somebody who is in the business who contributes to projects that have, I won't say charitable, but I would say a positive contribution. Now I'm thinking work that speaks to people. That's the best way I can put it. That opens people's minds. I feel there's a side to you that wants to do that. And I feel that in your future, you will actually give a lot of messages through your work that will give a have a positive ring to them. So I feel the money's going to come from someone of like mind who is possibly already funding projects like this. At the moment, you're thinking small, and you've got to get out there, okay? You need some good connections. I'm seeing three connections for you over the next year. People you're going to meet that are going to open up an avenue for you. Okay, it's all about the people you know and the connections you make. So ask spirit to help you. Ask the angels to help you. All you have to do is just say it to the air. Just ask them, and they do help you. It just happens spontaneously. I do that every morning.
Okay.
I should have done it better this morning, and we would have had an easier connection. But seriously, I wish you a lot of luck with that, darling, and well done.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. And again, the number to call on in, 347-884-8245 is the number to speak to Helen Bright, our guest. And let's go next then to New Jersey, and let's bring in Susan. Welcome, Susan.
Hi.
Hello, Susan.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you very much. What can I do for you? What's your question?
Oh, I'm just wondering about my life purpose also. That seems to be the theme.
Okay, my darling. Just relax for me, okay? Okay, I'm feeling a lot, be honest with you, there's a lot of heavy energy around you, my darling, and it's almost as though you feel you can never have a purpose or that you'll never see the end to a very difficult time. Does that make sense to you? Because I feel you haven't got any a sense of joy at the moment. And I just really want to help you with that.
Okay. No, you're right.
Okay, my darling. You know, it's not to, you know, your path is your path, but many, many ladies struggle with this lack of self-worth, darling, and whatever's been before isn't necessarily going to be in the future, Yehuda is saying to me to tell you. Okay, you're a very loving soul, and you've just been around some really harsh people, and you've had some harsh things to cope with. But you have to pick yourself up and believe again, love. You have to believe in yourself. It only takes a decision of the will to say, I will believe in myself. And then things start to change. Okay, I feel there's a very artistic energy around you. And you're very, very sensitive, extra sensitive. So, you know, you could do something like this, you know, maybe not immediately, but you've got that ability to sense. So it may help you to be around other spiritual people and to begin to grow and develop in that way. All according to your choice, love. Whatever makes you feel happy, whatever makes you feel good, do that, because that will draw you out of this heaviness and a bit of sadness there. Tonight, I'll send you some healing. I always do after the show anyway to all the listeners. So I hope that's been a bit of encouragement for you, love. All is not lost. You just have to take a step forward and believe in yourself, and things will start to change. And, of course, listening to this show must really cheer you up, because it's a lovely show. Not just mine, but the whole thing.
Yes, I listen to it all the time. Michael knows me.
Yes, that's right. So... Oh, well, I wish you all the best, love.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Susan. Take care. Much love to you.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. So So anybody else wants to call in? The number is still open, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And while we have this moment, Ellen, once again, why don't you tell the listeners how they can reach you best for private sessions?
Yes. You can go to my website, helenbright.com, and on the contact page are all the numbers and the emails and the Skype and everything. So I think that's the easiest way. You know, Michael, I know we have a subject each week, but I'm really keen to talk to anybody who needs a bit of help right now. Doesn't have to be on life purpose, on whatever they're struggling with or whatever they want to know. I'm here for this short hour, and I'm happy to take any kind of calls, okay? So,
right.
Yeah.
Any questions is always good here on the show. So let's go to our next caller here. Area code 206. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Angela from North Carolina.
Hey, Angela. How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. What can I help you with this evening? Or this afternoon?
I just want to look at life purpose.
Okay, my love. I'm seeing lots of angels around you. Okay, I don't know if you know that, but you attract angelic energy. It's a high vibration. Okay. I'm also seeing lots of pink and blue. Oh, and I'm hearing a baby.
Yes.
The pink and green energy. Pink to me is about high esteem for people, kindness. And the green is a kind of healing. It comes from the heart center. Okay? So I know you have your hands full right now, but I'm going to say, apart from, remember what I said earlier about being a mum? That's, you know, I say to people, that's the most valuable job you can ever do. And so many people do not have a decent mum these days. And so it's always a blessing to meet one, and you are one. So in the future, I feel you'll be involved in some kind of healing work. Doesn't necessarily have to be hands-on. It can just be listening. It can just be helping. Healing is a very big area.
That's what I would like to do. I'm a nurse right now, but I do want to transition over into some other kind of healing, but I'm just not sure yet. It's kind of taking baby steps behind us.
Yeah. Take the baby steps, because it is a journey, and it's a wonderful journey.
Mm-hmm.
I feel in the future you'll be helping people transition as well. I feel that there'll be a very special job for you to do later on. It is a very special job when you're helping people to really prepare to go back to the world of spirit. Some people call it being a soul midwife. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think that'll come later. Just enjoy the journey, love, because you're heading in all the right directions.
Yes. I'm going to start back to work in January, and I was thinking about starting into hospice.
Well, I'm going freezing all over. You know, I'm very careful what I say to people, because sometimes they don't necessarily, not everybody would like that, but I'm glad you said that, because it's really what I felt. Yeah.
Yes.
A soul midwife, my darling. It's also a very precious job, that one. God bless you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for your call. Very nice call there. Very sweet. And again, the number to call in, 347-884-8245 to speak to Helen Bright, our guest here this afternoon, evening. Let's go to our next call. Lori in New Jersey. Laura in New Jersey. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Lori. How you doing?
Hi. I'm okay. How about yourself?
Oh, very good, thank you. Very good. Great to connect with you. What can I do for you?
I would like to know what you see for me, any big changes coming up in the near future,
sure.
Next few months.
Sure. Okay. As I'm tuning into your energy, I'm feeling a little bit of anxiety in the pit of my stomach. I guess I may pick up on your feelings here, but I really feel that you will be assisted with the changes that are coming up. I'm feeling a possible house move, a change of address is what I'm being told. But I don't feel it's going to be dramatic. I feel it's something that you're going to be helped with, and that's the best way I can put it. Okay? I feel you've been wanting to really move forwards and really get out of a kind of slump. And next year will be a big turnaround. Okay? It'll be in three stages, they're telling me. So I'm feeling the moving first. And then I'm seeing you possibly, it's almost like change your, if you've got a profession or a job, I'm feeling that everything's going to be new. That's what Yehuda is saying to me, my guide. Everything's going to be new. It's going to happen in stages. Okay?
Yeah. I'm just wondering. I want to move desperately.
Yeah. You're going to be helped.
How am I going to be helped? That's the only thing. Am I going to get a job?
Okay, my lovely. Right. You need to ask Spirit for help. Okay? We forget. We feel they're not interested because we don't see them around us in physical form like you and I. We don't think to ask, okay? That's the first thing. But more particularly, I feel there is a woman, I can see a woman who is attached to some kind of organization. So don't be afraid to reach out for help if you need it. The thing is, when we feel we don't know what to do or which step to take, we accidentally go into a bit of, you know, sort of, we get stuck. So you need to start thinking positively and believing before it comes, and that opens the way. Like I say, thank you for providing everything that I need, or thank you for showing me the way. I just say that, and it kind of is a bit like faith, really, having faith before you see the goods, and it kind of works better that way. It also helps your mind to expect as well. It changes the energy, quite simply. Okay. All right. So I can see positive things, but you need to latch onto it, love. Okay, and respond to it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good luck with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Pleasure.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Michael.
You're very welcome. Take care. Okay. Here, let's see. Let me see here. Area code. A lot of calls here this afternoon, which is really great, Alan.
Super. I'm used to working fast. You know,
yeah.
I've always been thrown into the deep end. You know, I remember the first time on TV, we had to do 1 minute readings from a text message. You know, and I thought, oh, geez, help! But I managed it.
Oh, that's very cool. Let's go to our next call then. Let's bring on a very sweet listener, lady, dear friend of the show, Pennsylvania, and Carol. Carol, you have come on
Hi,
in
Michael.
With a question.
Hi, Michael. Hi.
Hey.
How you doing? Hi, Helen.
Hello. Hello,
Hi.
Carol. Very nice
Hi.
To meet you.
Nice
Hi.
To meet you, too. Yes.
What can I do for you?
Am I going through the journey that I'm supposed to go through in life?
Okay. I can tell straight away that you're not 100% sure, but as you said, am I, I can see two parallel lines, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's almost as though sometimes you're on one line and sometimes you go over to the other, and they're both heading in a similar direction, okay? So I think this represents your own free will and, in a way, the perfect will, okay? So when I say the perfect will, I mean, I think in the future you're going to actually slot in more particularly to your path. You're going in the right direction, but you need to go deeper into the slot. That's how I can explain it. Let me get you some more about that. Okay. Capacity. Yehuda is saying to me, you have much more capacity to do things that you perhaps don't realize. It's almost like you're holding back. And there's an okay, as I say, the two parallel lines, one of them's okay and the other one's the perfect one. So I feel you've just got to take that extra step and believe in yourself that a little bit more and, you know, throw down the gauntlet to spirit, you know, and say, you know, if I'm supposed to do this, then you meet me in that situation. You open the way for me. You confirm things to me, because that's what I did, and that's how I started working.
Okay.
You know, you have to kind of be specific. Otherwise, they'll just let you alone because it's your free will.
Yes. Okay, that's exciting. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Good for you.
Okay,
good for you.
Thanks,
I expect you to let us know. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Michael. Carol.
Bye. See you again.
Bye.
All right.
What a
nice. She is very sweet.
All your listeners seem to be absolutely lovely,
yeah.
I must say.
Yes, they are. Thank you. Let's take our final call of the day, show. 917, welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Ashio, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi.
Hiya.
How are you doing? I love your accent.
Thank you.
Cool. What can I do for you?
I'm just trying to see what's coming up for the new year in terms of my career or love life.
Sure. Okay. Yehuda's saying to me, there's been a lot going down. There's been a lot going on. Okay. Now, is it Ashil? Is that how you say your name?
Yes, Ashil. A-S-H-I-L.
Yeah. Ashil, you know, you're a talented guy. That's what I'm seeing. But the self-belief really needs to come up. I feel I've got to shoot from the hip and be really honest with you. I feel you've been compromising in your life. And there's a lot going for you in your talent. You have some talent. I feel there's something you've always wanted to do, but never really believed it would work. And sometimes it's almost like you get down and you sort of shy away from things and people maybe, but you know, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. You've got to go out and grab it, you know, and even as I'm connecting with you, I feel like I believe in you. So why don't you believe in you? It's like that. That's what I want to say. You have a lovely voice as well. I feel you're a very sensitive, insightful person. And that side is so underdeveloped and underused. So you could really make a difference in this life. And I really wish you well, because I feel, you know, you're on the precipice of being able to make that happen. But you've got to believe in yourself and take that first step. Okay. Now I'm going to have a look down my timeline for you, towards next year for you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, as a side to you, that's actually like a healer. I feel you could almost be a nurse or something like that, you know, because I feel you really care for people. But there's also, I'm feeling you've got a lot of musical ability. Okay, I'm seeing you writing songs. Okay. I feel also you're going to travel as well in the future. I see you going on a kind of journey of exploration, whether it's physical travel, but I do feel it will be, or whether you're just going to explore your soul, so to speak, through music or through other things. Okay, I am seeing a lady around you, and she really cares for you, but it's like you're just not connecting, and I think one reason is because you're not connecting with you. Once you start to connect with you, you will really find everything else will be different. People will treat you different. So first thing is to get to know yourself more and connect with yourself, what you want, what you'd like to do, and believe in yourself because you have a lot to give. Okay?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But I'm just trying to figure out what direction to take. That's what I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I'm aware that I'm a healer. Absolutely, I'm aware of that.
Good.
And I also feel like I'm going to do something that I've never done before, but it's not clear to me yet. So
yeah.
I'm just going to...
Okay. I feel I'm going freezing cold as I'm saying that. My guide always does that to me when I'm hitting the spot, okay? You are going to travel, okay? And in doing so, you will break out of your comfort zone and you'll be stretched and you'll see new things and you'll discover much more about yourself, okay? Now, in 3 to 6 months' time, I feel that will happen. You know, I believe in the power of possibility, you know. If you reach out for it, they will help you. I also feel you've got two possible choices. Always go with the light side, okay? You don't need stuff like magic and cards and any of that stuff. Because you've got a close connection to the source, so and that's all you need. All right.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, the connection to the source. It's funny you say that because I see like numbers every day, like different numbers.
Oh.
Yeah. Earlier,
so
even
maybe,
actually before you took my call, I saw number 444.
Angel numbers.
Yeah.
There's a great website called Angel Scribes. And whenever I see a number on the clock, like 111 or something like that, I always look it up. And
yeah.
There are angelic messages. They're brilliant.
Okay. Yeah, I see those every day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, go and look it up on that Angel Scribes site and Google.
Well,
and
actually,
it's really
I didn't look it up before you. I took your call and it says that all is well.
I feel that,
yeah.
But you've just got to get out of a little bit of inertia and go for it, and
okay.
be led. You don't. It's not something when we're moving along our path. It's not something of stress.
Okay.
It's something that we do step by step and small realizations, and gradually we move forwards. Sometimes we have big revelations as well along the way.
Okay.
I wish you luck with your future, and it sounds exciting to me.
And thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate
pleasure.
It.
Pleasure.
Have a good day.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate it very much. And Helen, just before we wrap up here, once again, to the listeners, let them know how they can reach you for private sessions.
Well, you can email me at helenbpsychic@gmail.com or go to my website and fill in the form, which comes directly to me. You can call us, but the numbers are either UK-based or Ukraine-based. I may get one for the US. How about that?
That would be cool. Very
yeah.
cool, I think.
Yeah, okay. You got it. Next week I'll have a number.
Yeah, that would be very cool, very neat. Okay, well, you keep warm. I'm sure it's pretty cold there now. And,
I will. Thank you, Michael.
Have a great week, my friend, and we'll see you back
you too.
Next week.
Yep.
Okay.
You betcha.
Okay.
Bye,
okay.
everyone. Take care.
All
God
right.
bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All righty. Helen Bright to the show here on Journey in the Light. That's going to do it for right now. We'll be back on the air at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, okay? 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time tonight, and then we'll be on the air for the next several hours. We'll see you all then. Have a great afternoon, and we'll see you in 90 minutes. Won't be long, right? All right, thanks. Thanks, guys.